I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend? Or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Did you guys miss me? Feels like it's been forever.
But it's also like riding a bike.
Hey, how about that Mike White, huh? When we last left you, we did not have a official decision on the Zach Wilson benching. We knew it was coming, but we didn't have an official decision on that. And then Mike White gets named the starter, and he goes out there and lights it up, of course. And the Jets looked really good, and so did Mike White. There are many layers to this whole thing, and I'm just going to rewind for a second, like I said, because this is my first time back on the air since Tuesday morning. I was actually supposed to work Wednesday, and I just couldn't. I had no voice. Wednesday, I went into work at SNY, and I couldn't really talk. And it was one thing to get through a half-hour show, but I was thinking, man, 3 hours, how am I going to do this? Anyway, and it was nice enough of the bosses here to cover me, so, and then that was it. I was off, obviously, for Thanksgiving and the weekend after. So I wanted to just react to some of the, you know, bad takes or thoughts out there on Zach Wilson as being the end of Zach Wilson. That is not the case. I mean, this is not the end. This is not the Jets saying, hey, here you go, Mike White. You are now the franchise quarterback. It is them saying, hey, right now Zach Wilson needs, as their words, reset, which is obvious that he does. And they want to start winning football games here, or continue to win football games in hopes of making the postseason. Well, Mike White right now clearly gives them the best chance to do that. But it is not the end of Zach Wilson. And then for all the thoughts and talk, and I know reporters are asking, you know, Robert Saleh, oh, are you comfortable enough to name Mike White the starter the rest of the year? Like, I'm sorry, but that's a stupid question. Maybe you have to ask it. You're not going to get an answer to that. How would he know right now, definitively, oh, yeah, Mike White off of one game against the Bears where he was nearly perfect. Yeah, he's going to be our starter the rest of the year. You don't know how things are going to work out. So Robert Saleh, who, you know, a week, or not even a week, a day after saying that Zach Wilson was the furthest, you know, benching Zach Wilson was the furthest thing from his mind, they obviously made the decision to not commit to him, and then, you know, making him, you know, not dressing him and going to Mike White. So why is he going to commit now through the rest of the year? You have no idea what's going to happen. Now, with all that being said, and we can get into Wilson a little bit later on as far as his future goes and why it's not the end for him. With all that being said, this is Mike White's shot. They're not going to remove Mike. I don't care how right Zach Wilson gets off the field, in practice, how ready to roll he is, how quickly they think he reset. If Mike White performs like this, he will not be benched, period. Not this year, and probably not next year. I mean, if he goes out there and lights it up and plays like this through a postseason run, wherever that may end, he's going to be the guy. Doesn't matter what I think, what you think, what Joe Douglas thinks. If Mike White proves that he can sustain this type of success, and there's reason to believe that he won't. I mean, you want to believe that he could, and you want to believe that it's legit, and everything that we saw on Sunday looked legit, but we've been down this road before. Now, are the Jets in a better spot than they have been in years past? Sure. Or last year when Mike White did his thing? Sure. And I don't think it just has to do with where they took Wilson versus where they took Mike White. I mean, there were more reasons than just that. And we'll see. The good thing is Mike White is going to get an opportunity. This is it. This is what a lot of Jet fans wanted to see. What is Mike White? Well, now you're going to have your run because he will go until he fails. I mean, knock on wood, other than injury. He will go until he fails, at the very least for this year. So you're going to find out two different things this year from a Jets quarterback standpoint. Is Mike White the guy? Could he be legit instead of just a flash in the pan? And the other thing we'll find out is what Zach Wilson's made of when he inevitably gets another opportunity, whether that comes this year, you know, due to poor performance from Mike White, or, you know, in the offseason to talk about what they're going to do with him. We're going to find out how he handles himself. You know, Joe Douglas obviously thinks highly of Zach Wilson and said all, you know, beautiful things about him in the preseason and, oh, we think he's, you know, showed resiliency and dealt with adversity, which he did off of last year. But there has been significant regression, even if it has only been two games against New England. Hasn't been great in the other ones, but the real bad performances have been against New England. And it wasn't just, obviously, on the field. It was the off-the-field stuff as well, which led to the benching. And I'd still love to know, as Robert Saleh is taking bows, or at least been, you know, the bouquets have been thrown his way this week. He did not make that decision. There's no way you can tell me that a head coach who says immediately after a game where they just got embarrassed yet again, with the quarterback play in particular, 2 yards in the second half of football, who says immediately that's the furthest. This is a quote. This is not me, Sal, making it up. Robert Saleh, after that game where he knew the offense stunk, and he used worse words than I did, and he saw the offense get 2 yards, total 2 yards in the second half, the words out of his mouth in the post-game press conference were, as far as it goes for changing a quarterback, that's the furthest thing from my mind. Well, you don't go from that's the furthest thing from my mind to the next day, hey, I've had a change in heart. There's no way Robert Saleh is making that decision. That's either Joe Douglas or above. It's as simple as that. Use some common sense. So I don't think Robert Saleh deserves. Now, look, maybe Robert Saleh wanted to make that change earlier, and he wasn't allowed to for whatever reason. But I don't think he should be taking bows for making that quarterback decision. That is not him. That is an organizational thing. That's obvious by his own words. Furthest thing from my mind. Any head coach would say, hey, you know what? All options should be on the table. You get 2 yards of offense and a half of football, every option should be on the table. That's not saying that Zach Wilson's going to be benched or should be benched. It's saying that the offense isn't good enough, and it is my job as a head coach to look at all the options. Not, it's the furthest thing from my mind. Well, that's a problem if it's the furthest thing from your mind. Now, obviously, we're going back, and the decision was made, and he did make the proper call to go to Mike White, but it's the organization that made that decision. And now we get to find out what Mike White is. Can he continue to roll the way that he did against Chicago? Will he be able to do so in Minnesota on Sunday? And assuming that he does, you know, you would think Mike White's going to get at least, off of the performance on Sunday, he'll get at least another couple of games. But if he has a poor performance in Minnesota, followed up by another bad one at Buffalo, maybe Zach Wilson returns to start against the Lions in Week 15. There are many different ways this could go. But right now, nobody anywhere, not Joe Douglas, who I think is the biggest Zach Wilson backer outside of myself, not Joe Douglas, not anybody else, nobody is going to say anything other than Mike White right now gives this team the best chance to win football games. Until proven otherwise, he's going to be given the opportunity. I mean, that's it. There's no need to commit further than that. There's no need to look at it any other way than that. That's it. And when you have a performance, and I saw, you know, Orlovsky breaking down the film and other guys on Twitter breaking down the tape of what White did so differently than Wilson, it is night and day. And it is also clear to me, And this is what we've been saying the whole time, that it's not about the ability. The ability is there for Zach Wilson to get his game to another level. It is about the mentality more so than anything else. And the fact that Zach Wilson doesn't properly set his feet, doesn't take the time to do the little things to throw the football with accuracy, even on the easiest of throws. The way that Mike White will make the proper decisions, survey the field, and feel comfortable throwing the football. Zach Wilson just did not do that. It's easy to see. And when you have a guy go from, you know, or a team go from what they did in the second half against New England a couple weeks ago to what they did now, where you see Mike White go 22 of 28 for over 300 yards, I mean, you know, that is, I know it's the Bears defense, and it's a big difference, I get it, versus New England. Maybe the true test for Mike White won't come until, you know, next season, whatever it is that the Jets and Pats lock up yet again. But anyway, you can't fake that type of performance that Mike White had. But you have to do it more than once. You have to do it, or more than a couple times. Obviously, he did it last year as well against the Bengals before, you know, getting hurt and then falling apart. Well, this is going to be the true run. All right, big boy, you think you could do it? You've got the right mentality as far as being a leader. The team loves you. You took full advantage of your first opportunity. Now let's see if you can keep it going. And this has the potential to be one of the great stories in New York sports when you talk about a quarterback out of nowhere taking over for a quarterback who was a top pick, number two overall, in year two with a team that looks like it could be on its way to the postseason. Now, that's not going to be easy, but a team that could be a postseason team. And here comes Mike White. Can he get them in, or will he fall apart and they have to go back to Zach Wilson? And then that begins another chapter in what has been a, I don't want to say wild or crazy year, but let's put it this way, an eventful season for the Jets. It's been an eventful year for the 7-4 Jets. The slow start, the receipts, Wilson, the injury coming back, the Patriots games, now Mike White season. But it is, A, not the end of Zach Wilson, and B, it's now the Mike White show. Until proven otherwise, until he gives you a reason to do otherwise, Mike White is going to be at the helm for the Jets, as he should be at this particular point. You could give somebody an opportunity, and you don't take that away until they deserve it or until they deserve to have it taken away. And we're far from that with Mike White. And especially, look, even if the Jets, even if he played okay in this game, you know, Jets won, whatever, Mike White was fine. He threw an interception, but threw for a few touchdowns. You'd still live with him for a couple more games. The fact that he threw for 300 yards or over 300 yards and was nearly, you know, it was an even perfect game, that means he's going to get a little bit of run here. At the very least, two more games. And we'll see if he can keep it going. It will be a great story for the Jets. I mean, look, the Giants now, it's old news that they got beat up by the Cowboys, but we'll learn what the Giants are for real this week. Bad game against the Lions. I don't want to say non-competitive against Dallas. That would be a little strong, but, and I know they had the backdoor cover, which killed my Turkey Day parlay. Did hit the teaser, though. But, you know, whatever. They were not in that game. Cowboys controlled that game and are on a different level. But Washington, a team who the Giants are going to be competing with for a playoff spot, I mean, that's who's up next year. Giants got to win this football game. Simple as that. If they don't win this game, they're going to be in danger of missing the postseason. And it went from a year of, hey, this is going to be great for New York football. And it has been, you know, as far as having two relevant teams to watch through 13 weeks so far, or 12 weeks so far as we now approach week 13. It has been. But it's going to be shaky getting both these teams across the finish line on in to the postseason. We'll get into the Rangers and their disappointing loss as they got major problems. Plus, I want to get into some baseball stuff as well. DeGrom, Judge, boy, nothing is going on. Is there a lockout that I'm not aware of? What is happening with that. Plus some stories from the weekend, the holiday weekend that was. It was nice to have some time with the family and hang out. We got some stuff to get into with that as well. Going to 5 a.m., the marathon show for you. Your calls on the other side, 877-337-6666. Sal Licata on the Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.